DD-1A stopped and swiveled her head around to stare down at Ben.
The Force trick that Jedi Solo said to keep really what, Ben?
Ben's gaze slid away. Nothing. DD-11A fixed her photoreceptors on Jason for a moment, then extended a telescoping arm and took Ben by the shoulder.
Why don't you wait here with me, Ben? The Queen Mother wishes to see Jedi Solo alone first.
The droid turned to Jason, then pointed her other arm toward the far side of the chamber.
Through that door.
When the cold knot between Jason's shoulder blades did not seem to grow any larger, he nodded reluctantly. Leave the doors open between us, he said. And Ben.
I know what to do, Ben said. Go on.
Jason went through the door into a third room, this one much smaller and less opulent than the first two. The Queen Mother herself was through the next door, leaning over a small baby crib in what was plainly a nursery. When she sensed Jason studying her, she looked up and smiled. You cannot see anything from there, Jason. Come in. Tenel Ka was as beautiful as ever, perhaps even more so. Her complexion was rosy and luminous, and her gray eyes were sparkling with joy.
I have someone to introduce you to.
So I see. It was all Jason could do to hide his disappointment. Though he had long known that Tenel Ka's position would require her to take a Haepan husband, this was hardly the way he had expected her to break the news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tenel Ka motioned him over. Come along, Jason. She won't bite. Jason went to the crib, where a round-faced newborn lay cooing and blowing milk bubbles at Tenel Ka. With hair so thin and downy that it still lacked color, and a face more wrinkled than an Ugnaught's, she did not really look like anyone. But when the infant turned to squint up at Jason, Jason experienced such a shock of connection that he forgot himself and reached down to touch the child on the chest.
Go ahead and pick her up, Jason.
Tenel Ka's voice was nearly cracking with excitement.
You do know how to hold a newborn, don't you?
Jason was too stunned to answer. He could feel in the Force, and in his heart, that the girl was his. But he could not understand how. The child could be no more than a week old. But it had been more than a year since he had even seen Tenel Ka.
Here, let me show you.
Tenel Ka slipped her one arm under the baby, cradling the head in her hand, then smoothly scooped the infant up.
Just keep a firm hold and always support her neck.
Finally, Jason tore his gaze away from the baby.
How? He asked. It's been 12 months. The Force, Jason.
Tenel Ka slipped the baby into Jason's arms.
I slowed things down.
Life will be dangerous enough for our daughter without my nobles knowing you are the father.
You're a father?
Ben's voice came from the doorway behind Jason.
Astral!
Jason turned around. I thought you were waiting in the royal bedchamber with Didi.
You told Didi you wanted to keep me with you, Ben countered. You asked if I knew what to do.
I meant if there was trouble, Ben.
Oh.
Ben came closer.
I thought you meant trip or circuit breaker.
No. Jason sighed, then turned to Tenel Ka. Allow me to present Ben Skywalker, Your Majesty.